This is StoryQuest. Today's story is The Smile from Space. Sol was about to move things in space and create something incredible. Everyone thought he was wasting time, but he knew different. Let me explain. The universe is a very big place. It's so big that we probably won't ever know the half of it, or the quarter of it, or even the eighth, or a hundredth. You might know this already, especially if you've ever stood outside on a dark winter's night and looked up into the stars. It can make us all feel a bit, well, small, I suppose. Not in a bad way. Some people even say it's a comforting feeling. All our problems can drift away when we imagine how tiny the whole planet must appear to anyone watching. This feeling about the universe being ginormous isn't just something for creatures on our planet to think about. Sol was a rather small alien who lived on a planet called Theta, a long way from here, and it's something he gave a lot of thought to. There, as he was, on the farthermost edge of our galaxy. How do I know? Well, storytellers have rather special powers that help them know things like this. He had a telescope, something like the ones we have here on Earth, and spent much of his time looking into the telescope, or rather his sort of telescope, and wondering about what might be out there. Sol didn't exactly look like you or me, and it would be wrong to call him a child, but he was a smallish person who had to do things he sometimes didn't want to do, and whilst he didn't exactly have a mum or dad, he did have someone who did the telling. In this case, it was his sort of mum. She did this in a nice way, usually, and right now she was telling him he was going to be late. Are you still stargazing? They're not going anywhere, you know. Those stars will all be there later, she said impatiently, and added, everyone is waiting for us. There was a big event planned. Many of the creatures on the planet Theta would be attending, and Sol would be expected to be there. Sol didn't care much if he was late or not. He didn't always feel like he was part of things or that anyone understood him. Well, not really. Just a few more minutes, he begged. He was peering through his sort of telescope into the sky. There were no days or nights on this planet, so it wasn't a night sky or a day sky. It was just a sky which was, on Theta, a rather nice shade of purple most of the time. He wasn't even sure what he was looking for, to be honest, but still he looked and listened and waited and watched and sometimes passed the time moving the moons around the planet in a lazy sort of way, like you or I might play a Rubik's Cube or move the pieces on a chessboard. What? You mean you can't move moons? Okay, this isn't something you can do in every part of the galaxy. Thetians had some rather unusual powers to move things with their minds, and their planet, which was bigger than ours, had a lot of moons to play with. The moons clattered around in orbit, not doing much, and no one thought anything of it if someone did bounce them a bit like snooker balls on a snooker table. Come on! Enough of all that, it's time to go! And so Sol had to leave his ruminations for the time being. Just before he left, he nudged the moons a bit left and right, like you might do a doodle or rearrange your Lego figures, and then he ran off to join his family. Well, his sort of family. What with them all being aliens and all. And stop fiddling with those moons. Put them back where you found them. And now our story returns to Earth. Iz was not on the outermost edge of our galaxy or even of our solar system. He lived in a small house in a small town on this small planet of ours. He had something in common with Sol. He wondered sometimes about the universe, and he felt rather small too. He went to a school with over 1,000 children, and the city was bustling and packed with roads too busy even to ride his bike. It was strange. He thought that how in the middle of so many people it was possible to feel so alone, and he did feel alone a lot of the time. He wasn't even alone much of the time. He had 5 brothers and sisters, and like I say, lived in a city brimming with people. Like Sol, all those light years away, he loved to look through his telescope too, into the inky blackness of the night sky. His telescope wasn't a big one. Not as big as the James Webb Space Telescope. I mean, now that was impressive. He had even done a talk about it to his class. It's going to study the history of our universe, right from the first luminous glows after the Big Bang, to the formations of planets like Earth, to the evolution of our solar system. He could see that most of his class weren't that excited. Some of them looked quite bored, and this made him feel, well, a bit glum. It didn't matter, though. Soon the early night would fall. What with it being winter? And he could return once more to gazing into the night, which he did. And there, one wintry night, something rather strange happened. He was focusing on a nebula far, far away, and he noticed that the staring stillness of the pinpricks of light were, well, beginning to move. He rubbed his eyes. The tiny dots of light, which must be distant moons, were moving around each other, where once they had all been set in stone. Yes! Again, he looked through the telescope, and absolutely yes, something in that distant corner was changing. What looked like a mass of dots in a rather unexciting corner of a nebula appeared to be moving into the shape of... the shape of a smile. Yes, it was. A smiling face made of moons. Now, how on earth could that have happened? Or who had made that happen, he wondered. He gasped and laughed and called to his brothers and sisters to come and look. But within a few moments, the shape of the smiling face had dissipated back into the blackness once more. Iz rubbed his eyes. He had seen it, he knew it. And it didn't matter in a way that no one else had. Someone or something else was, perhaps, out there. And it made him feel as if he wasn't quite as alone. You see, in case you hadn't figured it out yet, Sol, our alien friend all those miles away, had moved the moons to make the shape of a smiling face. But his sort of mum told him to put things back. The faces of the creatures on Theta were more or less the same as the faces of humans, and there was no mistaking it. He'd only really done it for a bit of fun, and would never know that another being so far away had seen it too. Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest, and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.